This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. When Reverend Lennox Yearwood Jr. founded the political action organization Hip Hop Caucus, his focus was on inspiring young people to get involved in civic issues. Climate change is now a top priority for the group, and Yearwood is in Aspen to discuss the connections between environmental advocacy and civil rights. He spoke with reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy.
Is there a moment when you decided to get involved in climate change activism? Was there something that kind of galvanized you to go in this direction?
Most definitely. What galvanized me was for me, August 29th, 2005. That's the day when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. And then for me, being from Louisiana and seeing the devastation of what that hurricane caused, literally seeing family, friends, neighbors drowning, and in many cases, particularly poor people and poor people of color left behind, it was just horrifying to me. And I had always known of Louisiana being called Cancer Alley, but really didn't connect the dots back then, that what they were discussing in regards to the pollution and the fossil fuel industry in and around Louisiana and in the Gulf Coast that was causing cancer and emphysema and asthma, that same pollution, that particulate matter was the same thing that carbon was also causing these storms that was actually destroying parts of New Orleans and throughout the state of Louisiana. And so that definitely, from that moment, I guess, from seeing and hearing the stories of someone who lost their lives and lost their livelihood, that catapulted me into this issue of climate change and climate justice.
Your lecture here in Aspen focuses on climate change as a civil rights issue. What does the climate change movement have to learn from the civil rights movement? And how are those two connected?
Well, this issue really came to a fever's pitch when Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when she was coming into office, she did a panel before she was sworn in. And at that panel, she made the mention that climate change is our civil rights movement for the 21st century. And so that kind of started like a discussion. But I think that what was lost there, which was kind of came up, was that sometimes the larger environmental movement hasn't really done well in regards to immigration and climate change, in regards to civil rights and climate change, or police reform and climate change, or healthcare and climate change, and or even education and climate change. And so there's a need to mend that divide, but also begin to find solutions to go forth as well.
You're the founder of the Hip Hop Caucus, and I'm wondering what role music and culture have to play in advocating for action on climate issues.
Oh, man, music and culture has always played such a huge role in advocacy and motivating and organizing and just creating a spirit of faith, of hope along the way. We clearly at the Hip Hop Caucus believe that you should use your culture expression to shape your political experience, that who you are, what you are, you know, that should actually help you to better understand issues from climate change to democracy, from gentrification to the upcoming census, that culture should be used to really not only just to explain, but to motivate you to be a part of that process.
Thank you so much, Reverend Yearwood.
Thank you.
Reverend Lennox Yearwood is founder of the Hip Hop Caucus. He'll be in Aspen tonight discussing how climate change is a civil rights issue. I'm Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.